Yeah, it's that time of year. And I just heard that last one and kind of chuckled, and I'm going to throw this out there, just, you know, self-preservation, maybe promotion. But Guns in the 701, we have officially endorsed Kelly Armstrong for governor, just so everybody knows that.
I don't know if that was surprising anybody.
Probably not.
And somehow I've got three of his election signs in my yard now. I went from none to three. I'm not sure how that worked, but whatever. I don't have that big a yard, but it's all right. I live where there's high traffic, so I don't blame them for wanting the showcase. But Guns of the 701 on K-Fire, armed intruder arrested after being shot by a homeowner. And what isn't that kind of why we, well, it's not why we have the Second Amendment, but it's certainly why we encourage citizens to be trained and be ready?
Absolutely. Well, yeah, the guy down in Taylor, Texas. Of course, he was armed with a knife and trying to break into the house. The police took about 15 minutes to get there, but he had broken into the house before they got there. And when the police did arrive, he was laying on the porch with a gunshot to his hip. The person let him cross the threshold, and basically did his rights right there and defended his house and his family. And, the guy named Austin is feeling it deep in his hip today. So that's basically what it comes down to. Like, you know what, that's what you need, that Second Amendment to be able to protect yourselves from the crazies out there.
Nobody's ever shot me in the hip, and you know what? It just so happens I've never tried to break in anybody's house before. So imagine that.
Oh, listen. Imagine that.
He also had inscribed on his knife on the sheath, Hail Satan. So, yeah, that much more.
What? Nice. Whoa. Yeah. Oh, that's a special kind of crazy there.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh. You can't make this stuff up, folks. You just can't.
No.
All right. The Supreme Court rules in favor of the NRA. What's going on?
Hey, they did. This has been a kind of a long, long battle, really. It started in 2018. NRA offered insurance. They've been offering it forever through Lockton. And they decided to do kind of an insurance policy that would protect you if you was to use your firearms in self-defense is what it comes down to. Well, New York, of course, as we know, New York is a crazy town anymore. We just saw that happen yesterday. And they decided they don't like the NRA, which we all knew that, and go after them through their New York Department of Financial Services. You got to love this. What it comes down to is they came out and they said, we don't like NRA's policies. We don't like what they defend. We don't like what they say. So they went in there and decided they're going to harass and even coerce basically the insurance companies or any private business that says, hey, we don't like the policies of an organization or a private group or a private individual. We don't want you to do business with them. And you just might see a fine if you do it. I mean, that is the premise of this whole case. Well, it went through the whole process of the courts and the district courts and the appellate courts, made it through the Supreme Court. Supreme Court, and I was kind of shocked because I didn't expect a unanimous decision, but I'm glad it came down. And not just that, liberal Justice Sonia Sotomayor is the one who actually authored the opinion. And I like what she said here. 6 decades ago, this court held that the government entity and their threat of invoking legal sanctions and other means of coercion against a third party to achieve the suppression of a disfavored lingo violates the First Amendment. Today, the court reaffirms what it said. Government officials cannot attempt to coerce private parties in order to punish or suppress their views that government disfavors. You got to love that. Even coming from a liberal, she knew that wasn't right and upheld the verdict 6 years ago. I'm telling you, New York's nuts. They're going after the NRA.
Yeah, think?
And everybody else. And as far as I knew, government don't have First Amendment rights. They never have. It is the people that have First Amendment rights, and that's what this thing was based on. So now it's going to be kicked back down to the lower courts, and essentially the Supreme Court said, you guys better figure out a different way, or the NRA is going to be ruled in favor, and that's kind of summing it up for everybody.
By the way, anybody popping champagne corks over the Trump verdict won? appeal. Two, do you feel like you won if he goes behind, just for the sake of discussion, ends up behind bars and wins the presidency?
Yeah. You know what? Did you hear that Trump's donation website crashed last night?
Right, I don't doubt that a bit.
Because people were trying to donate as fast as they could. They didn't do the left any favors by what they...
If I were those guys, I guess I'd be a little bit more careful. It's like, and never mind the fact that Hunter Biden's going to get dragged through the mud shortly here too. So over the Biden family either, but a little off topic, I suppose. Guns of the 701 here at K-Fire. I've long said that Cain killed Abel with a rock. You've heard me say that a whole ton of times.
That's right.
81-year-old accused of being a serial slingshot shooter. Nice. Yeah,
we kind of threw this one in because I thought it was kind of funny.
It is. It's great.
It wasn't. I mean, the guy did wrong, but I mean, this 81-year-old guy for 10 years has been essentially terrorizing the residents with his slingshot and steel ball bearings out in the California area.
You just don't hear these stories. That's why I'm giggling at it. It's like, you don't hear these. Well,
I mean, he started when he was 71. So what? He turned 71 and said, "You know what? I'm gonna pull that slingshot out and dust her off again. And I'm gonna shoot some windows out."
I say, if you're 81, you shoot whatever you want to shoot. Whatever weapon of choice you can have it. Do it. You're entitled to.
They figured $10,000 worth of damage over these 10 years.
I'm not advocating shooting it at like everybody and everything, but if you want to have a slingshot, in your hip, ready to whip it out, and I don't know what the law is on that, but I say go for it, especially if you're 81. And you could pull it off, do it.
Oh,
absolutely do it.
I see Grumpy Old Man 3, the movie, coming out with this one.
That's the only thing you're missing in Grumpy Old Man 1. If they had had slingshots on the lake.
Oh, that would have been funny.
that would have been Burgess Meredith right there.
Man. You two kids, say he's the sort of secretly hiding around the corner of his ice house. You two kids, knock it off, and he slingshots both of them.
I can see it right now. Grumpy Old Men 3, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone. Yeah.
Well, okay, if you're going to angry old men, nobody's an angrier old man than Robert De Niro right now.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, yeah, that idiot.
He doesn't even. That's not even acting at that point. It's real life. He doesn't have to study up on how to be grumpy. He's just be yourself. It's set.
I think it's the first time I've ever heard the term though, serial slingshot shooter.
I know, right?
The term they used.
Well, the last time it was in the Flintstones era, and we read it on tablets. And the original tablet.
I'm kind of upset because that was going to be the name of my new bluegrass band. So I was kind of hoping that would be our new name. So.
Why not? Why not steal that? That's the perfect. You might be a redneck. That joke is in there someplace. And finally, special gun rights given to police, but not to you. And given what just happened in Minneapolis, by the way, I'd say maybe those guys need a few special rights right about now, but anyway.
H.R. 354, Law Enforcement Officer Safety Act, basically gives the right to retired and current officers to carry in public anywhere in the United States, but we do not have that right for our citizens, but now it's been given to them as a special privilege. Now, they've taken the whole rights thing, and they've turned it over to a privilege and given it to a few. So that's the main thing on this whole bill that has come through. And, of course, it neglects the rights of all to allow the privilege to some to be able to carry anywhere at any time.
Second Amendment now, First Amendment next.
There you go.
Yeah, well, sorry, as long as I got a microphone, we can do it. We can do whatever.
Got to tell you, we had a change in the June 1st grand opening we were going to do. He wasn't ready, so we'll keep you posted on that. But we will not be over at Mandan Sporting Goods tomorrow. But
I'm going to go over there and do a Facebook Live and go, well, I promised I'd be there for the Guns and the 701 guy, which I didn't. But just but since you guys aren't going to show up, I'll say, well, I showed up. It's not my fault they didn't.
There you go.
Okay, well, keep me posted, but I won't be able to do the next Saturday because I'll be...